If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? It is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
And I'm Chella H.
Yeah, Victor Thompson right here.
All right. Victor Thompson is joining us. How long are you in New York for?
6 days.
Okay. Do you like it here? You love it here?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, Nigeria is still way on top of it.
I'm not saying it's a competition.
Sheesh. You might as well be a New Yorker.
But you are. So you're spending your anniversary, your three-year anniversary in New York.
Know, just a change of environment. Well, Nigeria is still on top of it.
Okay. Listen, I'm not trying to go back and forth with you. I've never been to Nigeria. I can't speak to that. I heard Ghana's better. No, I'm playing with you.
I need some gloves right now.
I was just saying that to make you mad. But first of all, thank you for joining us. You know, you had a huge hit song with Gunna on it, and that was huge for Gunna also, by the way. You know, at a time when he was going through a lot, I think that meant a lot to him.
Yeah, of course. We had some bit of conversations, deep conversations, and that's actually love for him. It was a big one for him. Not just about the song, but emotionally and everything. Oh.
Yeah, blessings.
It was a blessing.
Yeah, and that definitely was a great time for that blessing to come about. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're pretty blessed too.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I hear that. That's the compliment.
Happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. I think I should have that on my bio.
Yeah, it's a pretty common phrase.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so let's talk about some things. You know, this is a personal podcast, and we're going to get very personal with you.
That's okay.
But first, we want to celebrate your anniversary. Now, I know you don't drink.
Thank you.
But it's also...
Why?
Because...
Do you drink wine?
No.
Have you ever drank alcohol at all?
At a point in my life when I was much younger, I actually sold alcohol.
You sold alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean by that? Like, you worked at a bar or a liquor store, or you...
So in Nigeria, there's what do you call it? There's something we call gin. But probably when you get to Nigeria, ask them about paraga or what we call ogoguru.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
I hope you remember this.
What is it called?
We'll watch this episode again before
ogoguru.
We go.
Ogoguru.
Okay, you should come for classes. Ogogoro. So,
Ogogoro.
Yes. So I sold.
Is it legal or illegal?
Did you just call him saying he was illegally?
No, I don't know.
Like it's prohibition.
No. Sound like
it sounds. No. It sounds illegal.
Like everyone comes to buy from me.
Okay.
So
again, sounds illegal.
Exactly.
So, it's kind of like Nutcrackers in New York.
You know. So, but
did you make good money doing that?
Yeah, I was just trying to get by. Mm-hmm. So at that time, my parents were both late. Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to get by and get fast money and just move on. Yeah. You know, at that time.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I made some cool cash. Yes.
And that during that time, you drank a little bit.
No.
No, you still didn't drink?
I still didn't drink.
Oh my gosh.
So you were peddling
that to people, no, but not.
You know, just to make money.
What's the recipe?
Those were local gins. Uh-huh. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, local herbs and everything. Mm. So I just make everything, concoctions and.
Well, you're probably a good bartender. Right? Well, you were, yeah.
I used to be very good.
How do you know if it was good if you didn't ever taste it? You never had to like.
No, so the smell of it. The smell of it.
Yeah.
So the smell of it. I knew the quantity, everything, how to mix
chemist.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was very good.
Okay.
But I didn't drink.
How old were you?
16.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there like drinking age? Because I know here you have to be 21 in the United States to drink. Is there a drinking age?
I don't want to put Nigeria on the map now, but.
No, okay.
Not really.
All right, well, we're gonna have a drink and you're gonna concoct it for us. Can you have that?
I think I've left that all along.
Jasmine and I have to. It's it is Jasmine's birthday, but her birthday happens to be the same day as your anniversary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like we were saying, which
special
is
special day,
December 5th.
Yes.
Your fave.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's heavy. You can open this for me. There's a lot of work over here. We're gonna have some Classe Azul.
Oh, really?
This has a bell on top, so you ring the bell. You know how to ring the bell?
Have you seen it before?
No, I have never done this before, and I think I'll just pass.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't have to do it. We're going to do it for you.
We'll drink on your behalf.
We're going to celebrate for you.
We're celebrating your anniversary.
Okay. Yeah, without you drinking.
But I'll celebrate with water.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, so I want to talk about just basically your journey to get to where you are, because you actually met your wife in church.
Yeah.
Right, 5 years.
How do you know that?
Because I do my little bit of research.
What?
And then I saw a video of the wedding and everything. So
beautiful wedding, yeah.
It was a beautiful wedding. How did you guys meet? Because I know I saw she said that she thought you didn't like her. Is that what happened?
Yeah, she thought I didn't like her. Well, she loved me all along from the very beginning.
Are you sure?
Well, she's not going to admit to that, but I know that's what it is. You know, so we met in church 2015. Mm-hmm. And I just saw this lady. I was a music director in the church, and I saw this lady. I was like, oh, I'm seeing your face for the first time. Let me just walk up to her and say hi. Then I walked up and, hello, what's up? She didn't respond. Mm-mm. I was like,
and you like that?
She
didn't respond because she would have been like, hey, how you doing? You'd have been like, eh.
I actually love when ladies are tough.
Yeah, see?
You
know,
okay.
You know, but it worked. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's smiling somewhere now. And then I was like, I have never spoken to someone and without getting a response. Well, after some time, I left it. 2017, I came back to the same city she was. Then she got back from London. And she came to the choir. She joined the choir. Mm-hmm. Fortunately.
It was on and popping.
I was still the music director.
Oh, good.
So in 2015, you were already lit.
Yeah.
At church. Yeah. And then
people
and everybody,
you.
Yeah, everybody yeah. knew you right. was,
you were
yeah.
the man. You were the man.
You know, stop putting words in my mouth.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So, you know, so 2017, she came back from the UK. And she joined the choir. I was the music director.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to give her permission to join the choir?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. But then she was like all knowing, like, you know, she's her presence is always felt. Mm-hmm. She has the presence and everything. So she had like quite a number of people follow her. She's a born leader.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So in the choir, when I say everyone move left, she's always wanting to go right.
Mm.
And then
she's her own person.
Oh my goodness. Then her followers are always ready to move with her.
Period. Mm. She's a leader.
So yeah. I'm like, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. So we had some, like, you know what? We don't even need you in this choir. We don't need you here.
You try to kick her out the choir?
Ooh, oh my gosh.
I was upset. I was like, what
That's
kind of
your
thing
ego.
Is it?
I said, I'm. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
I was like, I'm the music director here. So everyone should listen to me, you know? And then I spoke to her. I was like, you know, just leave the choir. You need to write an apology letter.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You said she had to write an apology letter?
I requested an apology letter.
I requested an apology letter.
Yeah. I'm going to try that.
You know, but after everything, she wrote the apology letter.
She did.
You still have it?
In my head.
Mm. What did she say?
No, she apologized for how she behaved, even though she was not totally wrong. Mm-hmm. She was not completely wrong, but she still apologized. That's to show that she loves. That's to show she loves me from the very beginning.
Okay. That's what. That's how you interpreted it. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you calling that my own interpretation?
Yeah. I am.
Now, I heard a different story. I heard that somebody else wrote that letter, right? And and gave it to you, and you thought it was her.
No. Yeah, she did. She wrote the letter. I think she was leaving for the airport. She was leaving for the airport that day. She was going back to the UK. Mm-hmm. So she wrote the letter and gave to someone else.
Okay.
To bring to the choir for me or to bring to me. And I was like, no.
I want her I to want come. To. And she was leaving for the airport.
Yeah.
Probably. She knew what she was doing. That's pretty slick.
She's yeah. really good.
Yeah, she yeah is. But yeah. I guess I wanted to see her face again before she left. But
Oh, this is like a movie. So you went to the airport.
You went after the airport and you missed her.
You know, so but the letter came, and when she came back from the UK, I still requested she did like an apology in person.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now this is ridiculous. She apologized. She did what you asked.
Yeah, but she didn't submit the apology letter. But she didn't submit the letter in person.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious?
Yeah, I needed to see her facial expressions and everything.
What?
When she's
saying
that.
Why didn't you just say I like you?
No. We need events to unfold okay. to that point.
So you wanted her in person to...
See, I love the whole drama and everything. But at that point, I didn't admit that I was in love.
That's why you're a good artist, I'm sure, too. But go ahead.
Chella, if a guy told you, I need you to write an apology letter.
It depends on who it is. It depends because, you know, sometimes you just feed the ego and do it mm-hmm. if you care, you know. And then
if you care.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
if you
I
care,
love that part.
It's just you can follow his leadership. You know, that's cool. And that's probably what all he wanted. He just wanted to know, like, okay, she already been a little difficult. Do this. And she knew what to do.
It was a test.
So it was. It's another form of reverse.
Bycology.
Without buying, but just listening.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
Okay, sis.
What are some yeah. things, Jasmine, like maybe somebody has put you through? Some tests. Like, this was kind of a test. Have you ever had somebody put you through like a test like
maybe
that?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I didn't know. I'm sure they have. I probably failed and didn't know.
Are you good at apologizing?
I think I am.
I am.
I think I say I'm sorry before, you know.
For sure.
I think I say probably sorry too much, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, I can be like that.
You say sorry
yeah,
a lot?
Like,
okay. And when people say sorry, sometimes they say sorry. I know guys who do this.
The wrong way.
They say sorry because they don't want to talk about it anymore. Right. Not necessarily that they're sorry. They're just like, all
thank
right.
Thank God my wife is not here.
What? Yeah.
No, she would have expanded
that point.
Mm-hmm. That point.
Well, yeah.
I don't like when people say, I'm sorry if I offended you.
Because,
I don't
yeah.
like that. Just say I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that kind of like.
Why can't I say I'm sorry if I offended you?
Because it means they're not really sorry for what they did. They're just sorry you got offended.
Like,
by
you
what
got
they
offended,
did.
So I'm going to say I'm sorry, but you know.
I still meant to say.
But it might not be my intention to offend you.
You probably, can say, just say, I'm sorry.
No, probably that's the way you took it.
Okay. Where is she at? We need to talk. All right, now listen, I want to talk about some things that we've been reading about in these headlines. Now, one thing I saw as Jasmine gets our drinks ready, pasta scientifically is proven to make you happier. That particular food, right, pasta, is scientifically proven to make you happy. You going to ring the bell, Chella?
Yeah, okay.
I know.
Just one.
Do you know? Have you ever seen this bell?
Yeah. I guess I haven't
Does
really.
Hit it one time?
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yep. Oh. You did it wrong.
Okay.
You got hit on the side like this.
Okay, my bad.
That's what this is known for. The class A.
Oh, wow.
You ring
See,
the bell.
I'm used to the 42,
you gotta hit it.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm cold at it now.
What do you want?
Okay, while they do that. So
I just drink straight, no ice.
Okay.
So Victor, for you, what kind of food makes you happy? we're talking about pasta scientifically.
Yes, sorry, it's your birthday.
Excuse me, Chella. What makes you happy? What type of food?
Yeah, so I used to think that rice makes me happy. But then if it's not from my wife, I'm not really excited about it.
Okay. If your wife isn't cooking, then if
she isn't cooking, then because I've had a couple of different kind of rice everywhere. There was a time I traveled to Ghana, and then I was on a call to her, like, I don't even know what to order, so help me. She was like, okay.
That's so cute.
Yeah. No, every time she's not with me,
you call her and say, yeah, baby,
what should I eat?
No, but I've never done an international trip outside Ghana without her.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that your best friend?
If there's a word like bestest friend.
That's his soulmate.
Yeah.
I saw your post.
There's nothing I cannot share with her. There's nothing I can share with her.
Aww. You know what? That is a fact. You know when you're in a real, real relationship, when you can order for the other person and they don't even have to.
No, every time we're on the plane, every time when they come and like, so what would you like to have? I'm like, oh, she's going to get that for me.
Clearly you're in first class.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly you're in first class.
Sorry, I didn't know what to, you know.
They're not giving you pretzels and Cheez-Its. You know, whole meal.
I like how you just show so much admiration for her. Like,
yeah,
you can tell really you really—he's really into her.
Yes.
What was your parents' relationship like?
They loved each other, but
because everyone does not have that story.
But my dad had three wives.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm. Which yeah. Which your mom was? Which one was
last.
Your mom? The last one. Okay.
The last. I'm also the last of our family.
Okay.
Yeah. So. I saw the mutual love and everything, but personally, I don't think that one man can feel the same way for multiple ladies, you know?
Right.
I think that must have been his own way to, but I don't think I can actually share what I feel with several people.
Yeah. So that actually had a... backwards, like sometimes you do what your parents do, what you see, and sometimes you do the opposite.
Yeah.
So for you, you're like...
It's the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing I did not really admire.
Okay. Did you get along with the other wives? Like, did they treat you like how does that work? Did they treat you like their own?
The family, the family was very cordial, everything, you know, all the children, my step brothers and sisters, were very close, you know, but... then there's still something I didn't like in the whole structure.
Right. Okay, well, that's interesting. Because guys always act like that's an ideal situation, you know, especially when you grow up seeing that it's kind of what you're conditioned to think.
So personally, with my own case, I grew up with my guards up. You know, when my parents passed, I grew up just on my own.
Mm-hmm.
No family, no brother, no sister, no... So I was like, you know what? I'm just all alone in this world. So I grew up with my guards up.
Mm-hmm.
No one coming into it, nothing going out. So I'm just like, okay, am I just, oh, what's your name? And the next few minutes, I can't even remember your name because I don't really care, you know? Because I felt like no one cared about me. But when I met my wife, I'm very good at mirroring what you show to me.
Right.
So what you mirror back to me, I saw someone a few minutes ago and I smiled at the person. The person actually locked eye with me, but didn't smile back. So I just went back in.
That's a New Yorker.
That's New York,
So I was like, hello. And so I just went back in. I'm like,
wow.
So if you come back to me and you're like smiling, I won't do that. I smiled initially, but you didn't return it. So my wife came with so much love. And... broke the walls. So all the love I had inside of me, I just poured on her.
I love that. Aww, and so it's so interesting you say that because somebody, Jasmine always talks to people in New York, and New York people do not talk to you if they don't know you. And I had to explain that to her.
Really?
I'm getting a little better.
Yeah, because we'll get in the elevator and she'll be like, hello. And people will be like,
my goodness.
But I think sometimes they be having their earbuds in too.
No.
No, they don't.
This,
I ain't never seen nobody with no earbuds.
No earbuds.
Because I say good morning when people get on. Even my building in D.C., people get on and I have to stop myself.
And Jasmine does this. Hello, good morning. I'm like, Jasmine, back up.
I'm like, good morning.
If you don't say nothing back.
Good morning.
What?
I'd be like, good morning.
Yeah. Yeah. But in New York, like culturally, we don't, do they do that in Chicago? Do people talk to each other?
Yes, we're pretty friendly.
I feel like the Midwest is more like that too.
Yeah, we're more friendly. And if you act like you're on his, then we're going to make sure you're here. Yeah. Excuse me, you ain't hear me.
Well, okay then.
Okay.
But in New York, you know, we're taught not to speak to people if we don't know them and not to make eye contact with, that's just how we've been raised.
Stranger danger.
Since I was young growing up, if somebody you don't know speaks to you, you do not respond back. You don't know what their intentions are. You know, we also grow up in living in such close quarters.
Okay.
You know, you got to think, like, it's a crowded place. Right. There's a lot of buildings. There's a lot of, like,
it is an influx of people.
It's a train. It's always like a rush to get on. It's packed. And you really just have to mind your business.
It's a different culture with us in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So when you're in a space with someone, it's so disrespectful not to even say hi, good morning, or something. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when the person is older, or you have to, hello, good morning.
Yeah.
So it even has to come with sir and ma. Good morning, ma. Right. Good morning, sir.
I like that.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Because it's something that I learned as I got older and I started traveling and going other places, even other cities. I had to learn to, like, not be in a rush all the time, you know, and to speak. Like, if I didn't know somebody, because sometimes if somebody's even just looking at you, like, your first thought is, what are they looking at? When they could just be like, oh, I like your sneakers. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that's true. I didn't even.
You know, today I was on a plane.
New York thought.
Yeah.
Mentality.
Today I was on a plane and it was a girl next to me. We were coming from D.C. and she touched my fingers and she said, I love your nails. And I said, oh, okay. It just kind of threw me off, you know? Mm-hmm. And she didn't mean anything, but I was just like,
yeah, now keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, I keep my hands to myself. Right. But it just was kind of like, I was just like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's not Nigeria. Nigeria, you look at, oh, sister, this your nail is so beautiful. You know, and
is there a lot of, I mean, because like Angela's reasoning is because of so many people in New York. Nigeria has a lot of people too, though, right?
A lot of people.
But is it more spread out though? Because New York is like, space. We're on top of each other.
Yeah.
Lagos, we're actually living with each other.
Okay.
The same as I was telling my wife that, like, Times Square gives me the Lagos feel.
All right.
Okay, well, so that's a lot of people. Yeah, that's a lot of people, yeah.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Have you been to the restaurant Lagos in Times Square?
I don't think I have.
Oh, you got to go there. Oh, here we have a restaurant called Lagos. Yeah. You got to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like it, okay. But I know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I want to hear what you have to say about the jollof.
So why do they call it Lagos?
Because it's an Afro-Caribbean restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah. So I know the guys involved, I think they're Nigerian.
Oh, that means the food would be very nice.
Yeah. Mm. If you want to go, let me know.
Nigerians got some pride.
I'll send you there. You know what I'm saying?
It's not pride. We just know how to represent.
Can you cook?
Very well.
Okay.
I'm sure my wife has a different opinion. But,
exactly.
So how does she break down your walls? Because you have to also be open to that. But like, what are some of the things that were different for you?
Yeah, so practically, there were times when she was just all out for me. Yeah? Like, When I say, I need this water, she's gone like 2 miles to get the full carton for me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Then it got to a point I was like, what do you want?
Right.
I asked her, I said, what do you want? I hope you're not doing all this for anything. Because my guards were so up that I don't even want anybody. When you do anything good for me, I feel like, you want something.
It's
you
a
want
trick.
Something.
Who
it's a
sent
trick.
You?
Mm-hmm. This person is pranking me. This thing is not real. You know, so at the point I was like, what do you want? I can't give you anything. So, but she was like, just relax. I'm just being friendly. You know, but I didn't take that to be just being friendly. I was like, no, there's more to this. There's more to this.
Right.
But as time went by, the nature was consistent. She was consistent. And then I didn't even know I had so much love inside of me.
Aww. Yeah. It was just waiting to come out. It was like a dam waiting to burst open.
What a description, Angela.
For real, because you got to think, like, for you to have kind of raised, you know, yourself at a certain point, and then also having your guards up and never having been able to, like, feel safe enough, that's like the walls come down and everything's ready to, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I was very safe. And I felt loved.
You felt safe and you felt loved. Okay.
So, and I just spot everything. And I saw that there was this nurture, respect, regard, love for one another. It wasn't one-sided. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw the transformation on both sides. And
how has it changed your life? Like, as far as even your music?
Since I met her, My sound, not just the sound, my lyrics changed. There's something inside of me that I cannot write anything outside God's love.
Mm. Dependable so, God.
Oh my goodness. I see God's love literally through her.
Wow. Mm.
So and that's what has shaped my style of music, my lyrics and everything.
You feel like God sent her to you?
Yeah. No, definitely. I told her. So 2017, 2016, I was praying and I was like, God, I need a change of level. I need a change of status and everything. Mm. So it was like, I need you to get married.
That's what you heard God tell you?
Yeah. I said, I need you to get married. I need to position you. I need to make you focus. Mm-hmm. I was like, no. I'm not ready for marriage yet. Give me the money. Give me everything I need. Don't worry, I'll get married. Mm. because when I converse with the Holy Spirit, with God, it's like I'm talking to my friend, because that's who I've always spoken to anyways.
Right.
You know, so I was like, I needed to go. I said, no, I'm not ready for that. So 2017, I was in a relationship. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get married in 2017. So I go back from, I was on The Voice, Nigeria, in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Let me just get married. I wrote down the list of things we're going to do. We have this traditional marriage in Nigeria, then the white wedding, you know, that's the church wedding. I'm like, okay. So I listed everything. So it was time. I was like, okay, I'm ready to get married now. So something happened. I could not continue with that person.
Okay.
And that was when my wife came in.
Wow.
So I was like, you know what? See, I was ready to get married, but this person is not. So I think let's just move on. Give me what I need. Mm-hmm. I've been asking. Then don't worry, I'll get married. So it kept on. And I told my wife, I said, this is what God is telling me. I don't think I'm ready yet for it. Personally, I don't think I was ready yet for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I needed some things to be settled. But then I just took the bold step. So 2020, we got married. And just in a few months, it was a 360 turnaround.
Mm. With who, you?
With me.
What happened that where you knew, like, okay, I'm supposed to be marrying her? What happened?
Okay, so I told her this after we got married. I was like, there were nudges that she was the one. But I refused. I can be very, very adamant. I was like, no, I'm not moving on. Because I don't think she was the one. We're close friends already.
Mm-hmm.
We had businesses together that we run. But there was no much of a romantic relationship between us. But then it grew.
How did the businesses part even happen, right? She came back.
Yeah, so she came back. And like I said, when I sell my dreams to her, she runs as fast as she could.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell her, jump, you tell me how high. You know, so I was like, I have the passion to raise young people. I just want to have like a talent show and everything. Mm. It's like, okay, so where do we start? Let's get proposals out. We went from one office to the other in Nigeria, submitting proposals. She has two masters. Studied business administration in Middlesex. And she left that and she was like, okay, let's move on. And then she has a catering company as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was also interested in the catering company. Like, we need to make this company bigger. So went on social media, went to different banks, submitting proposals. Let's manage your canteens and all the big companies in Nigeria. So she saw that I was interested in her business, in her life, in her career. She was interested in mine. What more can I ask for?
Right. I saw you were talking about also how being an artist is hard for people to get the finances and the mentorship that they need in order to foster that creativity and to really be able to promote themselves and put their music out there.
Yeah.
So is that how you were able to get the finances? Because you said it's expensive.
Yeah. So it's quite expensive to get a promotion, get mm-hmm. the right people to listen to your song and everything. But no one wants to listen to a song that is not doing well. You know, yeah. So the first concert I did, I didn't have the personal funds to do it. You know, my wife gave me 3 months of her income. 3 months. Brought everything. Said, go ahead and do the concert. Someone that believes in.
Wow.
Mm. I tell you.
She invested in you.
She invested in me.
And that's a rare thing, I feel like. I don't know, like.
Yeah, and this is the very first time I'm saying this on air. This is the very first time I'm saying it. She invested in me. 3 months of that of her income. No one would do that. Yeah. Everything. Not like she kept some.
Right.
Because I feel like women always talk about what men need to bring to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
no, are you sure it's not the other way around? Yeah. When men ask women what they bring to the table.
What men do ask also what we bring, what you bring to the table.
Well,
besides,
financially.
Yeah. Financially, like, we think about what they bring to the table.
Yeah, financially. I think women would be like, well, if he doesn't have this, if he doesn't take me to this restaurant, if he doesn't do this for me, you know, and that is the truth.
No,
and
Cheesecake Factory.
For her to be successful, but know that like she believed in you so much.
She believed in me.
How did it move from business to romantic?
It was a very thin line. I can't even explain it. I just knew we're from here. From here, we're already here.
Who initiated it? Who initiated it?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I did. No, but she told me she loves me first.
Mm. She said she loved you first. Okay.
Wow.
What did you say? You just like, okay?
So, this is funny.
Thank
but
you.
Prior to this time.
Thank you for the information.
prior to this time.
Thank you.
I didn't know how to respond to I love you. So when you tell me I love you, I say, oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So most times when she tells me I love you, I just say, oh, God bless you. Thank you so much.
I would pass out.
I'm like, no. God bless you. My little feelings would be so hurt.
I love you. God bless you.
So my feelings would
God
be,
loves you
I would
too.
Be devastated. You know, I'm like, you know, I told him I love you and he said,
God bless you.
God bless me.
I said, God bless
you. I didn't sneeze.
Thank you so much.
But kiss then, me on my forehead and but, send me on.
Like seeing
but the moment
baby.
I started saying, but the moment I started telling her I love her, mm-hmm. she got tired of it.
You yeah. tell her all
she
the
got
time.
Sick. Oh my
it's
goodness!
Not enough.
Oh my goodness! The moment we did, we had a traditional wedding. I don't know what you guys call it.
Yeah, traditional yeah. wedding. Yeah.
So the moment we had a traditional wedding, it was I love you from you know, I send that text messages every morning.
Oh, that's
yes,
nice.
Every morning. Every morning.
Don't you skip a day
yeah,
now.
You better not. So, you know, better not skip a so, day.
No, so any day it comes late, she's like, mm-hmm. what's happening? Exactly. What's yeah. happening?
Are we in a fight?
Did I do anything wrong?
You know, no.
You know, so, but.
Did you cry at your wedding?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Physically.
Okay.
Well, my heart.
He cried on the inside.
On aww. The inside. Yeah. Yeah.
You wrote your own vows and everything?
Yeah. That morning, I sent her a message, a very long message, and the vow and everything. She's very emotional.
Aww.
That's why I'm glad she's not here now. Because talking about all this, you
she
just
can hear you. She's probably in there like, no, that's right.
Yeah.
That's okay. My man.
My man, my man, my man.
My man, my man. So listen, I know because you were the music director at the church, I'm sure the ladies loved you there too.
Oh, I was praying you wouldn't touch on that topic.
What? So what was that like for you?
You know, I really don't see anybody. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, I'm like...
Before marriage, though.
Yeah,
because like you
yeah.
said, you know, your guards were up.
Up.
And there has to be women who did not have good intentions who were, you know, trying to...
I felt like no one had good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just there to just do the music thing and
right.
and move on.
What about business-wise, as far as, you know, anybody, like, wanting to do business with you, talking to you about your music, taking it to the next level? How are you with business? You know, your guards were up emotionally, but when it came to business, were your guards
up? So it was
up?
Just business for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do business.
But did money. You trust people for business, too? Because sometimes you don't believe anything anybody's telling you, and that's a hard thing,
see,
too.
I'm always looking for loopholes. I'm always looking at, okay... Always double checking because I don't trust. I'd never trust anyone completely. Mm-hmm. I'd never trust anyone completely until my wife.
Not even your family members?
No.
Even to this day?
Pardon?
Do you trust anybody else outside of your wife to this day?
Completely.
She's changed me completely.
Mm.
So the truth is I love people genuinely right now. I see, the extent to which I'll go for people sometimes it's even shocking to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I love people mm-hmm. completely. I trust people now. So it's a complete mind shift.
Yeah. Mm. It's so, not fun to go through life not trusting anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't trust the soul.
Yeah. It's really not like, it's not, yeah. people could say that, but that's not a
sounds
positive.
Exhausting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for me, it was a little bit extreme, I guess because of my, upbringing and everything, mm. or the incidents that happened while I was growing up. So it just actually placed me in a very dark place. So I guess that was why for me.
I love the fact that like we've never had anybody come on here and talk like this about
their wife.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just glowing.
How are you going to make this last? Because this is only with 3 years. How are you going to make this, you know...
Last forever.
Making it last forever is not in my hands. It's not in my hands.
God's
it's,
hands.
Yeah. And the moment we put God at the center of everything, you won't even have the mind to hurt the other person. That's the truth, because you see God at the center of it. And every time we pray, that let the peace of God reign in our home. Let the love of God reign in our home. Because beyond the love you have for her, there are times when, there was a time when I traveled somewhere, I won't mention the name of it. She didn't go with me. It was a local gig. Mm-hmm. So she went with me. She didn't go with me. And I got to the hotel. And this is the first time I'm also saying this on air. Then this lady from the reception was like, I was wondering why the lady from the reception, like the desk, the front desk, mm-hmm. will want to take my box to the room. Mm-hmm. Like, because you have the concierge and everything. So why not? They should do that.
Right.
So my band members didn't see what was going on. So they had another apartment for them and everything. So the lady walked up and said, "Sir, please let me help you with your bag and everything." So I was like, "Okay." So she moved up I was like, "Are you sure you're okay?" I said, I'm good. I'm fine with the bag. So just show me the room." So she got to the room. It's a two-room
suite.
It's a suite. So she opened the first door. I was behind her. So I was supposed to close the door behind me. So she came back to the door and shut the door.
Ooh.
Do you understand?
Yes, we understand.
He does.
So she came back and shut the door.
Oh, we more than understand. Mm.
So at that point, I knew something was wrong. Then she moved on to the main room. Like, okay, sir, so this is your room and everything. Then she walked up to me. Like, do you need anything? Mm. So at that point, I was already dialing my wife's number. The video call. So that's how I said nothing. Oh, thank you so much, sister. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. So I was already dialing her number on video call. I said, "Oh, babe, this is what's going on and all that." So the moment the lady now left, the lady was not like, "Oh, I was just joking."
She just left.
Then she left.
She knew what time it was.
So the moment I was going to order, I needed food. I was hungry. My wife was on video call all through.
Okay.
So no one come and tell me.
Nothing happened. Anything. Yeah. We was on video. We seen.
So the same incident happened somewhere else again where the lady was like, "Okay, let me take you to your room."
That
and all
is that. Bold. That yeah, these people. Yeah.
With the ring and everything, they still, that's when they even want to dive in.
Right. Because they know you can't say nothing.
Yeah. They know you can't say nothing. You can keep secrets.
Sound like a setup to me.
Yeah. So we got to, the lady was like, "Let me take you to your room." And the moment she got to the door, she was like, "Sir, in case," I'm like, "I think this will be my last trip for the year. And my wife and I, we need to." And the moment I started talking about my wife and I, she was at the door, and I was like, "Oh, my wife and I, we need to take a trip to." She was already cut out of it, and that was when I doubt. So every time I travel without her, local gigs, right. I'm always on video call.
It's a test.
Yeah. I'm always on video call. So we sleep and we woke up the next morning. So I just plug the phone to the, so it doesn't go off.
So you can fall asleep.
Just fall asleep and that's it.
I love it. Whatever works.
Ooh, that's
crazy. Whatever works.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge.
You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Now listen, okay, so no relationship is smooth with no arguments, right? So what are your arguments like, and how do you guys deal with that? Because I always feel like in order to be successful in a relationship, you have to know how to argue productively with each other.
So the truth is, we've never had a major argument for the past 3 years. We've been friends for 5 years now, 5 or 6 years. And we've never had a major argument. But the thing is, we were friends before marriage. So we knew what each other likes and what, you know, there was a time she was in the room somewhere before we got married and she was just on her phone. And I walked into the room. Then she closed the phone and then I was like,
"Ooh,
please don't do that again." For me, it felt to me like you were hiding something. And that's like a big red flag for me. Please don't do that again. And to her, she was trying to respect me. Mm-hmm. You know, when someone wants to talk to you, he was okay. Well, you know, that was what she was trying to do. But I didn't understand that because of previous relationships
and
everything.
Yeah, you had trust issues already.
So I had trust issues already. So I was like, please don't do that again. So there are things that we already spoke about even before marriage. That doesn't mean we don't argue, but there are no major arguments. Mm-hmm. We've not had any major arguments. So it's always been just some flimsy talks here and there. And in few minutes, we're already.
Yeah, because I know me, like if I'm annoyed, I just need to not talk to you for a little while. Like I need a little bit of time to be like, let me just calm down. I don't want to talk to you in the middle of an argument. Like while it's happening, I need to wait a couple of hours before so everybody can be calm. So I don't say anything I'll regret. I won't say much.
So prior to this time, I don't like talking about issues. Mm-hmm. So I just keep it to myself. And when you offend me, when I'm angry, I don't talk about it. So I just keep it to myself. I just bottle it up. But I'm angry. Mm-hmm. But it shows in my disposition and everything that this guy is not feeling.
Right.
So. But when she came in, every time she's like, please talk. Am I off? Did I do anything wrong? Please talk. So it got to, there was a time in the morning, my breakfast was not ready at 10. Mm. That was the first time I started talking. So I told her, you see, you asked me to be talking, though. You asked me to be talking. Now breakfast is not ready at 10. You know? And she was like, no, that's not what I'm telling you to. That's not the kind of thing I'm asking you to talk about. Talk about serious things that you are angry about or, you know. But ever since, there's been nothing happening that we don't talk about. But she always wants to talk about everything. You in the middle of an argument, you want to just keep to yourself and just keep quiet. And
I need a moment. I'll talk about it later.
Oh, my goodness.
Please. A moment.
She wants to talk it out now.
She wants to talk about it now. But we've never had a major argument. It's been like just
little things
that a few minutes, we even forget that we're angry with each other. Like, babe, what about that? Oh, I forgot I was angry at you. You know?
Right.
And that has been it.
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen. How are you, Chella?
I'm like her. I got to get straight to it now. I don't want to wait. Ain't no calming down. And my partner is the opposite. He's very non-confrontational. So he's just going to be like, okay, you all right now? So he don't even
I would like that.
But no, because really he's just shutting me up.
Yeah, that's like saying sorry, but you're not really sorry.
Oh, exactly. That's me.
Yeah,
that's me. I just say, you know what? You're right. Sorry, I'm wrong.
Well, would you want somebody that? What would you like his responses to be like?
I would like for him to take in what I'm saying, think about it, and then respond.
Okay, have a conversation. Because that's when you got to be like, so what exactly are you sorry for?
Right. Exactly.
You got to write me a letter telling me why you're sorry.
And make sure you come to me with the letter.
Make sure you deliver it
and I can see you apologizing.
What are you driving at, Jasmine? Yeah. Jasmine is on my kids.
I need to know. Why are you sorry? Right. And you got to deliver me this letter.
He said, no, she needs to come deliver the letter to me. The nerve of you.
She sent somebody.
His name.
The nerve. Oh,
it wasn't the same.
Now, earlier we talked about what food makes you the happiest. You said rice. You thought it was rice.
Yeah.
Because they were saying scientifically, they said pasta makes people the happiest. Jasmine, what food makes you happy?
Buffalo wings.
Ooh.
Or fried chicken, fried hard. Like just chicken. Mm-hmm. Just
chicken, fried.
Just chicken, yeah.
Fried, some type of fried chicken.
Chicken. Yeah, fried chicken.
No, I don't like meat.
You don't like chicken?
Okay. You don't like meat or chicken?
I don't like meat.
Oh, so you're vegetarian?
Uh-huh.
Or pescatarian?
I just don't like meat.
Okay. Do you eat fish? Do you like fish?
I do.
Okay.
Just right. Give me rice and I don't like all
just
the...
rice.
My daughter, I have a 2-year-old, she loves rice.
Yeah.
She be tearing some
Who
rice
Who does not
up.
Like rice though? What culture like does not like... There's nobody.
That's all she but, do.
But you need
rice.
To you need to try Nigerian jollof rice.
Okay. What the restaurant we go to in Brooklyn is called jollof.
It's so
really?
Good. Oh,
yeah, there's a restaurant
God.
In Brooklyn that
it's
we
so good.
That we eat from all the time called jollof. That is my spot.
It's so good.
What the yasa ganar? That's what I get.
I don't know. Whatever you order is so good.
You know, I know.
Chella, just don't get no pizza.
What from food here. Makes you happy? What's your it's Chicago pizza. Yes. Relax. New York pizza's better.
Stop it. My favorite food is chicken too.
Chicken. See?
Chicken.
Chicken is just so good.
What kind?
Fried wings, fried heart.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind barbecue chicken too.
I love barbecue chicken, but I fry my chicken first, then put it in the oven barbecue. It tastes better.
Yeah, I like that. I like, yeah, okay.
What? Go ahead, chicken. Jasmine. What else do you like?
I just like just chicken. Like I just like
chicken
and I like wings.
Drumsticks. Legs.
Flats, just all flats. All right,
so if you could eat that one food for the rest of your life, it would be chicken.
Yeah.
Like fried chicken.
For me, for sure.
Probably. And I know it's not the fried part. I know it's not.
Yeah, the fried part is a little
tough.
It's not healthy.
What about you, Angela?
I was going to say, first of all, I love French fries.
You like sweets, though.
And I love dessert. I love desserts. That is one thing about me.
Fries are good,
I would rather eat dessert than food any day.
You would.
Really?
She'll eat dessert in the morning.
No, I don't really eat bagels.
I will.
You don't?
I'll eat a bagel.
Not really.
I've seen you eat a bagel.
I probably have eaten, but I barely ever eat bagels.
Favorite.
Yeah, I probably eat bagels maybe like 5 times a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not a lot at all.
I don't mind a bagel.
I don't mind it. Yeah. I just know it's no nutritional.
Yeah, it's nothing good for me here. Well, neither is fried chicken, but here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
I love it.
Neither are french fries. Yeah. Neither is dessert. Yeah. But you
love this. What's your favorite dessert?
Anything.
Yeah,
I don't know that I have a favorite. I would eat dessert like instead of dinner.
You like dessert?
You see? Thank you.
Yeah, well, I don't have a favorite though.
Okay. Yeah, that's hard to say. Like when you ask somebody who loves dessert, what's your favorite?
See, I like a little dessert, just like a little bit after my meal.
I'd be trying to give her something. She's like, no, I'm okay.
It doesn't do anything. I need it after a meal. And, and not a whole dessert, like just like a little piece of something. Just something sweet at the end of a meal.
All right, now let me ask you this, Victor. Who will fall asleep first when you guys get in bed?
Me.
I feel like guys are falling asleep first.
For real.
Yeah.
And wake up last.
See, now that's the cause for an argument. I was trying to talk to you. I was trying to cuddle. I was trying to have some sexy time, and you fell asleep.
You over there snoring.
Yes.
Do you cuddle? Like, are you the type of person that you sleep cuddled up, or do you need to be like...
She likes to cuddle.
Do you like to cuddle, yeah? Or do you move away? Because sometimes it's hard.
I like to cuddle in the middle of my sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Like roll over and be like, where's she at?
Yeah.
So in the middle of my sleep, I just like to, you know. Oh, but then before sleep, she likes to cuddle.
Okay. Before, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see
before
that.
Sleep.
Yeah, I feel like that's the best way to sleep. Before. Like to fall asleep, like,
oh. I need a, so just guess, a few minutes and then I need to go on my side.
Yeah. It's hard to cuddle all night.
Yeah.
Chella's like, nope.
What, Chella, what about
is it,
you?
Is it difficult to cuddle all night?
You know, at first, we used to just be cuddling and cuddling. But now it's like, it depends.
And don't try to sleep on a couch. I will make you get up. Like, if you fall asleep on the couch, I'm like, come on.
That blows.
No, she will never allow that.
Come on.
I am a cuddler, though.
You are?
It just depends on who I'm with at the time.
Now, listen, Chella used to have some issues with 1942, but you stopped.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't stop?
No, I slowed down.
She would call me and be like, Angela, I cannot drink no more 1942. I don't know what happened. You were getting arguments.
Yeah, it used to be a lot.
It makes you angry.
You said we relapsing tomorrow, right?
Yep. Tonight. It's Jasmine's birthday.
Okay.
We have to pace ourselves.
And it is Victor and Henrietta's anniversary.
And we drink it for them, too. Yeah. We drink it for their marriage.
So we
drink it for my birthday.
What are you guys going to do for your anniversary?
So I'm taking her out. I'm taking her out tomorrow.
Yo, you don't want, she can hear you?
Yeah, but.
Is it a secret?
Yeah, it's a secret.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay. Man, I want to know so badly.
He figured it out yet.
Yeah, it's a secret.
He knows already.
Everything.
You have it planned out? Yeah. You're not going to say
everything.
If you don't.
Everything.
Okay.
Everything planned
out. Oh, so you're one of those. We like that.
Yeah. So anywhere we are in the world, 3 years now. And last year, I think we're in the UK. Mm-hmm. And she was surprised to her bones. So
to her bones.
What did you guys do last year? What was it?
Some friends. What really happened? Yeah, we had what do you call it? We had everything planned out. Mm-hmm. We took her out somewhere. Then took her to London Bridge. I had the whole music team. Everything was there. You know, she was very shocked. She's very shocked.
And she's your manager also.
Yes, she's my manager.
She's your manager. Okay, so what's the rest of the team like? And how is it working with you guys?
Yeah, so we have, it's a full team. It's a whole team. They administrate the what do you call it? The lawyers, the everything. But she's always on my case.
Okay.
Because I don't really listen to anybody. And I don't just wear anything.
Okay.
So she'll be like, so the stylist will come and like, oh, this is what you're to wear and everything. I'm like, no, I'm not wearing that.
Why?
So then she comes with the same outfit. Like, babe, this outfit looks so good on you, my love.
My love.
I think you should try it.
She's
and then,
good.
She is good.
And then I don't even know the time. I just take the outfit and I'm like, okay, I'm wearing it.
I kind of feel like you say that so she can come in and do that.
No.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
What it's giving.
I'm not that dramatic. No.
You really feel dramatic.
Yeah, you are dramatic.
No, but then I see myself wearing the same outfit that I rejected earlier.
Right.
Oh, okay. It actually looks good.
Like
I love it. I love it. You know? So she's my manager. She's my stylist. She's everything. Mm-hmm. You know?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
When did things financially really start to work for you? Was it after The Voice? Was that kind of, or was it before that?
After our marriage.
Okay, after marriage. Okay.
That's 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, so after our marriage, mm-hmm. everything turned.
Everything turned. And so what are some of the first things you did financially? And were you good with money before that? Like, did you know what you needed to do, what you needed to handle?
Money talk. I'm not very good with money. Okay. If I have 10 million. If I have 1 million now, I'll call my friends and I'm like, so what's up? Yeah, you told me about this shoe last. Oh, I think let's get it. 500,000. Let's get it. Then this other one, like, have you eaten? Are you sure you're okay? You're good? Okay, just send me your account details. I'm sending you 200 right away. So before you know what's happening, I've blown 1 million in 3 days.
Right.
And not.
Nothing to show for it. Yeah.
So, but then she knows how to manage everything. So I don't even know how much I have. I don't know how much we have.
Right.
Okay. I know that when I need something, I'm like, babe, I need this stuff. Just get it for me. So I don't handle finance. She does that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she does that.
What would you do if she was like, I need a break? Everything would fall apart.
There was a time she said that. She was like, you know what, babe, I think we should reverse this rule. You handle the finance.
So you can see what that's like.
So you can see what's like. Like, so what have I done? Did I offend you? Did I say anything wrong? Mm-hmm. No, you're doing just fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me handle the finance. Send everything to me. So she's like, no way. I'm not. I was only joking. She knows if I handle the finance for 1 week,
you'll be broke.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
It's good that you know that about yourself.
But that's not, it's not my fault. I just like to buy things.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
I just like to buy things.
Yeah. If I had the money, everything in my account, one day I would just buy everything from the store.
Like, what kind of things do you buy?
Everything I think she will love.
Oh, for her?
Yeah, for her.
Okay.
I'll just, you know, I won't say this one now, but there's a surprise for her back home.
Oh, nice.
For the anniversary.
Okay.
I'm sure she's hearing the voice. She doesn't know what it is. So.
Feels like some type of property. I don't know.
Okay.
How does her family like you? And what was that like meeting her family?
Oh, her mom doesn't even call me my name. She calls me babe.
Aww.
That's how close we are.
So you have like a whole, like, this is your whole family. It's not even just her that you're married to.
That's it. It's not just her. So her siblings are mine. They call me anytime they want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they need something, they don't even go to her.
Do you feel like you're closer to her family than your own?
Yes.
Wow. So that was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were loved growing up?
Yeah, so the truth is I was loved growing up. But when I lost both parents, it crashed.
Mm. Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it crashed.
I can't even imagine what that would feel like.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
But look, you have a wife and you have a new, well, you have an extended family now.
Yeah.
I saw you said you wanted to have like billions of kids.
Seven.
No way. No way. You know, she loves the whole family, the whole crowd. You know, children just crying everywhere and all that.
Crying everywhere.
No, they no, children no. crying everywhere.
No. No, no. For me, I just want just two children.
Just two?
Just two, I'm okay.
Okay.
Two feel like but, a lot.
Well, she's not agreed yet, so I'm okay. sure that's the argument.
Okay. Well, that'll be what you're a Scorpio, right?
We're Scorpio.
Oof. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I know. Look at everybody's face. No, we talk about Scorpio and men. Y'all.
What is your wife? What is her sign?
What's the sign again? September 24th.
Libra. Oh, okay. I love a Libra.
She's after you. Yeah, she's after Scorpio.
No, Libras are amazing. My mom, my brother, my best friend are all Libras.
My baby daddy's a Libra.
Yeah.
I guess you have been biased now.
But Scorpio man, never again in life.
Why?
Oh, I always hear bad things about Scorpio man.
Really? Maybe, but you might be different.
Yeah.
Really?
You might be the exception.
No, this is the first time. This is the first time
the first time you've heard that.
No, this is the first time I actually hear something not too.
Let me Google what's. Let me tell you about Scorpio. Scorpio man, hold on. Let me tell you about Scorpio man and tell me if this is true about you, okay?
Okay.
Scorpio man, everything you need to know.
Scorpio man.
About a Scorpio man, all right.
Do a deep dive.
Yeah, let me do a deep dive for you.
Everything beautiful about Scorpio.
Oh, it says, Scorpios make life and sex feel incredible, but as it goes with any sign, there are some things you may want to keep an eye out for, okay? Mm-hmm. So your keywords are intense, passionate, emotional, secretive, sexual, sensual, deep, vengeful, guarded, loyal, and scary.
Mm. Scary.
All right, so let's talk about some of those words. Intense. I could see that.
What are you? What words describe you?
Yeah, would you that, say so, guarded?
For yep. sure.
Not
we
anymore.
We talked about that. Okay, so that was in the past. Are you secretive?
Not anymore.
Loyal? Was that one of them?
Loyal was on there.
I don't know.
I used to be very, very secretive.
Okay.
Yeah, very.
Okay. Well,
ooh, I'm looking at some famous Scorpio men. Some of them not going.
Well, see, everything there.
Who are some famous Scorpio men?
Everything there isn't bad.
Drake.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Diddy.
No.
I know that look are
right. No, but that isn't peculiar. But that isn't peculiar to a Scorpio man.
Okay, Scorpio has a bit of a bad reputation.
Really?
But there's a... Calm down.
Really?
Really?
But there's a lot to love about a Scorpio man. He might seem guarded at first, but once you earn his trust, you'll see a whole different side
to
him.
See, his wife knew this.
Read that again.
When he's in, he is all in. He's loyal,
nice.
Passionate, creative, and surprisingly romantic. Think candles, rose petals, the whole deal. Mm. His powerful intuition means that he can always sense when you're in a bad mood and knows just what to do to cheer you up. In fact, he's got quite a memory for all your favorite things. And if someone wrongs you, he'll always have your back. And he'll help you get back at them, too.
You see?
You want to hear the worst traits?
Everything good.
Let's hear the
you
want to
hear your worst traits?
Why didn't you read that first?
Can you say jealous?
Oh,
are you jealous?
When it comes to my wife?
Scorpios are notoriously grudge-holding. Do you hold grudges?
The next one.
He pleads the fifth.
And they tend to have a little bit of a possessive streak. Mm. And despite those stingers, Scorpios are one of the most sensitive zodiac signs on the inside.
Yeah.
Plus, Scorpios can get a little bit obsessive and paranoid about things. Add this all together and you get a date who might start monitoring which photos you're liking on Instagram, trying to sneak a peek at your text messages. Oh, you just put that away when I walked in the room.
Okay.
You got the picture. If you get in a fight, Scorpio will bring up resentments from ages ago they've been holding on to all this time. Oh, and if you do break up, you'll probably never hear from him again.
Ooh.
Scorpios do not do second chances.
Is that you?
So
thank God for the spirit of God.
Thank God.
Some
of that's
some,
right.
A little bit of
but
truth
some
there.
Of those things were true though, like guarded until you get in there, and then they're all in, and you're all in.
So you see, the Scorpio sign is one of the best in.
Yeah, that's not what it said.
They didn't say that. At all.
I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure they didn't add that.
But I will say a Libra woman is amazing. You know, shout out to all the Libras. I'm not a Libra, but I do like Libras a lot.
Most amazing.
Yeah,
I feel like Libras are a little dramatic too.
They can be.
The Libras in my life are dramatic.
Mm-hmm. It can be very dramatic.
Well, I'm a Virgo. I just thought I would throw
my daughter. Okay, I like Virgos. Virgos. You know, I love a Virgo.
The best.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Capricorn. No, but I hear good things about Virgos.
Well, I think it's scary too.
Virgos? Why you say that?
Yeah.
He's just saying that to Chad because he don't want to be the only scary one.
Virgos are great.
No, they can actually be very scary.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't.
No, most times you don't even know what you're thinking.
Yeah, you see, could. That's not me.
I feel like Chella expresses it. Yeah, she will tell you what she's thinking.
I know everything, and I'm always right for the most part.
For the most part.
Sure. And we got the biggest population. It's Virgos? No other Virgos.
Yeah.
It's more Virgos than any other zodiac sign.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's a fact.
My
fact.
Baby is a Virgo. Oh,
wow. She's going to be great.
She's going to go on to do great things in life.
What's her name?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Oh, stop it. What is the O for? Capricorns are very practical. We're loyal.
Cute. You and my sister, cute.
Okay, we like it. We'll take it. Yeah, we work hard.
I know that.
Yeah, that's a fact. So, but listen, so are you going on tour? What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm going on tour next year.
How do you feel with the new album out?
Ooh, I'm so excited, relieved, because it was a very, very huge, intense work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6 weeks of not going out, everything, just locked up and just writing songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What made you decide to do it like that? Like, because sometimes people will, you know, have songs that they've been working on for a while, go out, come back to it. But yeah, you went and locked in for 6 weeks.
Yeah, so I just needed to shut everything out and just take it from within, you know, just stay away from the noise and everything. So I used to live in, Abuja. So mm-hmm. Abuja is like the federal capital of Nigeria. But it's quite slow there. Everybody's just so reserved, you know. Everything is just moving slow. But Lagos is the fast one,
yep.
Like New York.
Mm.
So I was like, you know, for this album, it's an Afrobeat album. Mm. So I need like the fast place. I need the people. I need to see things. I need to know what's going on. I need the fast life. Let me see what people are going through. Then we'll move to Lagos for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I just went out, saw a few things, you know, and I went back in 6 weeks, all locked in.
You think you would move to Lagos?
No. My wife doesn't like Lagos.
Okay. She wants the slower.
She wants the slow. Lagos is too.
I feel it. Yeah.
New York is so.
I love it. So it's hard for me to
where's the slow one in the US? Where's the, like, the slow, everything is just moving?
Well, if you were talking about New York, people moved to New Jersey.
I feel like it still can be a little fast in New Jersey. Not as fast as New York, obviously.
Yeah, it depends on what part. You can go to parts of New Jersey where it's like very, you're not going to see anybody unless you choose to go out and
I've never
do
been
stuff.
Here, yeah. Those parts.
Oh.
Yeah, there's definitely. And then, like, I think if you go further out, like Long Island, West, there's different parts, you know, on the outskirts. Mm-hmm. But if you're in New York City, if you're in Manhattan, if you're in Brooklyn,
it's fast.
It's lit. It's lit over here. So the tour is starting next year.
Yeah, so the tour is starting next year. Mm-hmm. We're doing about 18 countries. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, so
that's intense.
The album is 18 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings start to finish. God's love start to finish. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what we're sharing with the world next year.
Beautiful.
It's a very positive, uplifting album too,
mm-hmm.
by the way. It's like love. It makes you feel like... anything is possible.
Yeah.
I didn't, when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, it doesn't give me gospel. It gives me like, you know, Afrobeat, so secular.
What's the gospel?
I don't know.
Is good news.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel good. So
yeah, the gospel is good news.
Yeah.
God's love. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been able to bring together in the album. God's love. Mm-hmm. Everyone at every point in your life, you've experienced God's love. That we live in is God's mercies and his love. So it's not out of place for you to listen to it, that God loves you.
Yeah.
You know, and he's shown you so much favor. And for some other songs, they're like declaring what you want. This year, blessing morning.
Manifest.
Morning. Everything I've been wanting, manifesting for. You want good things, you know. Those are declaring what you want. Mm-hmm. It's in the scriptures. It's in the Bible. You know, so we're just bringing everything together, sharing the good news and...
I used to think it was bad to manifest that you want money. You know what I mean? I don't know why.
How? Why?
Because people make it seem like
money's an evil thing.
Yeah, like money is the root of all evil. You know, people say that.
So and it is not money, according to the Bible, that is the root of all evil. The love. Money is not the root of all evil.
No, I agree.
I think it's the people and they characters.
The love of money.
The love of money.
It's the love of money.
For the love of money. What's your favorite scripture?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
And on that note.
What's your favorite scripture?
Oh. See, Jasmine?
I'm about to say Jesus wept.
Jesus walked. So we can run.
That's also in the scripture. That's also in the scripture. So
Jesus wept.
Yeah. Why did Jesus weep? that's good. That's
no,
good.
But honestly, like, we do appreciate you so much for coming here and being so open and telling us things that you've never publicly said before in a setting like this. You know, and I know your wife, we tried to get her to come and sit down, but she was like, I'm straight.
But next time, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure you'll be closing this by now if she was here. She has a whole lot to say.
Listen, next time maybe she'll come without you, you know?
Yeah, then I'll just be somewhere watching her.
And she can teach us some things.
Yeah, she'll go in the hotel room, the guy will come bring the bags up from the front desk. She got a FaceTime,
all right? The whole time.
Because now that we know Scorpios are jealous, you know what I'm saying? They're possessive.
No. But the truth is, when you trust whoever you're with, I think jealousy dies.
It's the best feeling in the world when you know, like, that you trust somebody, and even if you're not there, you know they represent for you.
That's it.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
That's it.
That's beautiful.
That is it.
Have that's all you can ask for, right?
You feel that?
I'm gonna play the fair. It's a good feeling. But I like a little jealousy too.
You like it?
I do a little bit.
I kind of like it a little bit.
I like my niggas to be just like crazy.
You said a little,
and then you said crazy.
No, which I don't like crazy. Chella likes crazy.
Not crazy, but just like you know how a guy. Okay, say for example, a guy run out and get your name tattooed the next day. Most women would be like, "Oh, he's crazy." Me, that would impress me.
I was like, that was scary.
Put my name in your bio.
What if you didn't really like him like that?
It might make me like him.
It might.
Because really? I like that. I like people that's just crazy.
What if
he
got eight other girls' names tattooed on him?
Well, that's weird. Not in that case, but you know, just like, I like man to go all out, just like go crazy.
Victor, you have tattoos? Me neither. I don't have any tattoos. Jasmine does.
I do have one small tattoo.
Yeah, I got a couple. Some I wish I didn't get. Some.
You got your man's name tattooed?
No, I never had no nigga name tattooed on me. Now, that's something I ain't did.
Would you?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
But I haven't. Do I feel like I'm about to.
I was going
to
say, maybe for Christmas.
I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Now I might get married soon. Who knows? You know?
Right.
If that's the case, then yeah.
Maybe you'll get a tattoo tomorrow. Would you do it?
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
What if she really, really wanted you to?
He'll
like,
do
that's
it.
All I want.
If she really wanted you.
Yeah, he'll do it.
No,
yeah,
if she really wanted to, there's a way she'd go about it. And I would end up doing it without knowing I've done it.
Right.
That's how good she is. She got to teach a class.
I know.
She got to teach a class.
You know what? That tattoo would look amazing on you. And I think with the album and the way you teach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think she's a fan as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so works. She don't have no tattoos either. Yeah. I don't have any either. So I can't see that happening. But, you know, maybe a henna. All right. Well, anyway, thank you so much. And you guys, make sure you download. Make sure you stream the album. Make sure you go to the tour.
Blessed.
Yes. And listen, we blessed just from being able to sit here and talk to you. So thank you so much for coming through.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
I cannot wait to see because are you going to post what you guys do for the anniversary?
Yeah, just wait around. You see.
Okay. We'll be following.
Yeah, we'll be checking.
Oh my gosh, I feel like something crazy is about to. I cannot wait to see this.
Yeah,
amazing.
Especially when I get back home.
When I get back home, wait till she sees what she got waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder what she did for you.
She can be. She can actually be very, very
crafty.
She loves to plan things and everything. I'm sure she's done something. But
right, that's why you can't be walking.
She can't beat it. What I've done.
She can't beat it? Okay.
No, she can't.
Just her presence alone.
You said she can't beat it. It's a competition.
Mm-hmm. Them Scorpios.
I love competition.
Our best days has always been like that. You know, she does this and I want to outdo, and she, okay.
I love year, that. You know, yeah.
Listen, that's I'll so let you nice. Outdo me any day.
Yeah. Okay. You got it. You got Show it. You got it.
All right. Well, Victor Thompson, thank you so much. We do appreciate Pleasure. You. Thank you. It's lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.